T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Listen, without sports, I'm a bigger a-hole. And if I don't have that outlet, watch out. Like, I want to apologize.
No sports. Angry Loose coming out.
And it's time to get down and do some sports.
The wait is over.
Davis looks up, he leaps, and it is gone. Christian Vasquez does it again.
Oh, slammed in by Davis. Oh, Zion, razzle-dazzle to Lonzo Ball.
Here's George. He's gone 5 of 9. That shot.
Gone.
4 second difference. The bottom of the floor. Goes on this and puts it up and in.
It's so good. It feels so good.
And it's time to get down and do some sports.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, man, I forgot how good it was. Unbelievable how good it is. Mutt, pretty good, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Fitzy, pretty good?
Oh, sign me up. Sign me up.
Smoking jacket with a Cavassier and a cigarette all night. And by the way, Glenn, we're still celebrating here.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
You're missing a party in the studio, O. Let's go, baby.
Let me tell you something. I forgot how good it was. You know, what's it been like? 4 or 5 months? I stopped counting.
It's about 141 days without basketball.
Isn't the irony delicious, though, that it was Rudy Gobert who set the whole thing in motion, and he scored the first points of the NBA restart?
And the winning points at the end of the game.
That's right.
He got the couple free throws down. And some might say, Keefspiracy, sports is fixed. Oh. Some might suggest that after what happened last time.
I don't care if it's fixed anymore. Do you really care? Just give me live.
Wrestling.
I never
fancied Mutt a member of the Illuminati, but all right, there you go.
A little
who cares
weird,
if it's
though?
Fixed, really.
I know.
So last night we had the Red Sox, and it actually was a good game.
Sure was.
It was a competitive game. It was a good game. It wasn't like some of the other trash we've been watching for the first week or so. Then you had the Bruins play a scrimmage, and they didn't play so well, and Tuca looked a little bit rusty, but it still was live sports, and there was something there. And then you had a doubleheader with the NBA. You got to see Zion Williamson. They limited him to 16 minutes. I don't understand that if you want to make the playoffs. And then you got LeBron and you got Kawhi. I mean, it was a hell of a night, guys.
Legit,
a hell of a night.
Legit channel flipping last night, which has not happened in a long time, unless you really like the PGA Tour and some soccer and some other random sports on the weekend. And it was worth the wait. Now, we'll see if these sports end up staying the whole season. We'll see. But for one night, it was well worth it.
For one night, Big O, we wished on our remote control that we had more than just a back button, because I had 3 channels I needed to go to back and forth and over again, 1 and 2 and 3. And it was just, it was delicious. This was the first time we got to reconnect to ourselves. I felt normal again for the first time in almost 5 months. Now, listen, my baseline is not what anyone else should ever aspire to, but
really
it felt good.
Yeah. No, I watched no news channels last night, no Netflix last night, no HBO, no Paramount TV, and watch anything but sports. And I was moving around. I don't know about you guys. So somebody was asking me, a friend was asking me this morning, well, which game did you watch the most from? I don't know. You would have had to put a meter on it because I was bouncing around so much. The one thing I will tell you is I was interested and I was watching it online that every time Christian Vasquez got to the plate, I wanted to be there. I don't think I've ever said that before, uttered that sentence ever before.
Yeah, this is not just because I'm part of the award-winning pregame show on Red Sox Radio. I know for sure I was more on the baseball last night. And sorry, Dale, hope you've turned your radio off there in the basement, there at home.
But you didn't watch Dale? Dale
lives in the bunker from Parasite, right?
Is that what? Yeah, he does. That's a good picture. I did not make a lot of flips over to the Bruins.
Stop.
I got to be honest. Dale, it's an exhibition game. It's exhibition hockey against games that mattered. Of the 3 by far, it's probably like 60, 39-1 was probably my 100%.
The one was the NBA.
No, 1% was the NHL, the Bruins.
Oh, really?
39% NBA, 60% baseball.
As soon as I got the first of all, it was an exhibition, number one. Exhibition
hockey,
count.
Glenn.
And two, the second I checked, I opened Twitter. I was a little late to the party, and I saw, and it's 3-0 Columbus. I was like, we'll be catching you in the highlight form later on. And I went back and forth between the basketball and the baseball. And I watched, I would say, 60-40 baseball.
That's where I was, too.
And I had reasons.
Because how about the Red Sox, who all of a sudden they're competitive now, Big O? Let's go. We got some pitching. Guess what? They're in the end of the games against the Mets.
Listen, the only thing we learned is that if you can get a starter that can take you into the sixth inning, then you have a shot.
I mean,
Embry's pretty good. Barnes' pretty good.
Is that how that works? Starting pitching goes
deep
into a game? Glenn just said, save that, Ryan.
Easy.
Starting pitching important in Major League Baseball.
Easy, Bill.
Sources, Glenn?
So you tell me, you're a betting man. Would you bet that Martin Perez is going to pitch the way he pitched last night?
Bradford told me he's the new Cy Young candidate on the staff.
No, check the board. So Bradford took Ryan Weber. I took Martin Perez as the Red Sox Cy Young hopeful.
He pitched for about two months last year.
He was one of the best lefties in baseball, Big O. That was a good effort last night. He had a good changeup going. He was aggressive. I like what I saw from the Cy Young Award winner, Martin Perez.
I'm not getting excited. And so I was interested in the Bruins last night. Pastrnak, I wanted to see him. He scored a goal in the game last night. Of course, Marchand went out with an injury. I wanted to see Tuukka Rask, and he looked a little bit shaky out there. So I did. I watched. I would say that I spun around. I probably watched less of the NBA game because I did watch the first half hour of the NBA, because the NBA had the first half hour by themselves, and that was pretty much when Zion Williamson played.
Zion Razzle Dazzle, the Lonzo Ball. That's the guy that Wiggy says is going to be a bust.
Right?
Yeah, he's fun. No.
We can play that game again next week. We're talking to Jermaine about the future Hall of Famer Zion Williamson.
Don't forget, Mutt, he said that Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes weren't anything special.
That's true, too.
Well, are they? I mean, come on. Let's face it.
We don't know yet.
And Cam Newton.
And if they weren't official, it was not just Wiggy's favorite drink either.
If they wore Patriot uniforms, he'd have like an altar set up at home to Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes.
Like Joe Boo with his altar in his locker.
It's probably a good setup.
Killing chickens.
So the baseball is not only good, but I will say this. I ended up more on the baseball because Fox had me, and maybe I'm a sucker, and maybe it's been a long time, like you said. Maybe it's like when you haven't been on a date in a long time, it doesn't matter what he or she looks like. You're just happy to be on a date, Glenn. The sound on Fox last night, the sound on Fox was awesome. The Fox presentation,
I agree,
with the audio and the fake fans and the cutouts there in New York, they had me hooked. I don't know who's running that thing there. But that sounded like a legit game. If you didn't know, you would have thought they're actual fans.
Couldn't agree more. I don't think that this makes us bad fans or that we're like sheeple that need to like go to the white noise of sports. You know what it did? In addition to simulating the excitement and the atmosphere of a game, it made me feel like I was watching something that felt normal.
Important.
So there was a return to, yes, and it felt like an event. Whereas,
I totally agree. And you know why? Because Fox gave us an honest audio track. So what these teams are doing, the teams are actually doing it themselves. And are they afraid to throw boos out there? Are they afraid to when a guy, you know, swings at a pitch that's about 3 feet outside the strike zone, the crowd goes, oh. That's what Fox did. Fox gave us positive and negative, and the timing was perfect.
It's like, Glenn, you were around when the Hollywood got started. It's like those old-timey movies when they used to have the guy actually playing the piano in the front of the movie theater, making the sound effects live to the Charlie Chaplin films.
It's when Clark Gable and I used to wax our mustaches.
And Buster Keaton, you've been besties forever.
Yes.
But you know what I mean? Like, so there's somebody in a truck in the production booth who is actually set up like a drop board here in a radio station where you're just currently throwing in all the sounds to keep it contemporary, and they're running with the oohs, the ahs, the cheers, the organ. And like you said, it made it feel live, it made it feel special, it gave it a certain energy.
When Peraza got on board early, and there were like two or three throwovers by the Mets pitcher, I thought I was hearing things, and the second time they got it right. They had like the crowd, as Glenn said, like moaning, like a crowd would moan when a pitcher throws over. Because you get annoyed. You're sitting there. You want the action to happen. Like, we didn't get that with Nesson. Nesson's doing a good job. But this was the varsity level of what it's going to sound like. And the team, I heard Lou moaning a couple times when Perez started to labor there late in that game.
Plus, when you have all of these simulated Fox sound effects to give you that live game feel, it helps mask when someone, I don't know, might pop out to third and accidentally drop a giant F-bomb on national television. So that helped, too.
Well, and you had some dead air in the NBA games last night because, yeah, that's the problem.
I didn't like it, Glenn. The NBA was flat, man.
The audio totally drops off because they don't want the public to hear F-bombs or whatever they're saying, maybe worse. They don't want them to hear it. So what they do is they just cut it out. So there's like 3 seconds of dead air. It drives you crazy because you hear the bouncing of the ball and the sneakers squeaking and then suddenly dead air for 3 or 4 seconds. And it was awful, that part of it. All right, so we're off and running here. We got the NBA. We got the NHL. We got baseball. And here's the only question we have right now. Is baseball in trouble? We got more positive tests today, gentlemen. We got more issues in
Major League Baseball. I don't want to hear it. Take that negativity somewhere else, Ordway. Take it somewhere else.
We got more. Once you get outside the bubble, all bets are off. We're going to get to it. Bill Belichick speaks today at 3:30 from Foxborough.
Oh, baby.
And you will hear it all live, including those 4 or 5 seconds, those pregnant pauses, you know. Perfect radio. Well, Pierre Maguire will join us at 3 o'clock. We'll talk to him about the hockey world. He's always in the glass now. I think he's in a total bubble as part of all of his broadcast with NBC. And, of course, we got Fitzy, we got Munt, and the two fellows have got the weekend off. But it's just all of us right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Major League Baseball seems resolute in the idea that it is going to push forward through these tests and continue on. But clearly, by postponing tonight's game in Milwaukee, which was supposed to be the Brewers' home opener against the St. Louis Cardinals, they are showing, at least for the time being, a different tack on what exactly it takes to get them to postpone a game. 2 teams with positive coronavirus tests, 10 teams that are affected. And the spider web effect here that seems to be just running through baseball is the big problem. It's not that it's just 2 teams. It's that all of the teams are interconnected.
Uh-oh. That's Jeff Passan of ESPN. So what Major League Baseball is doing after 2 positive tests from the St. Louis Cardinals is they're basically telling you that we screwed up last week when there were 4 of the Marlins who tested positive, and we continued to run things the normal way. What they're telling you now is if anybody tests positive, we need to stop it. And you guys have probably already seen it. They're doing contact tracing because the Cardinals were playing in Minnesota. Is that right? I think they were playing in Minnesota. And then they ended up playing Cleveland. And so now they're going from team to team, and they had contact with them. How do you exist doing this every single day? How do you do this? How do you live with this?
What's the other option, Glenn? What's the other option? What they're doing right now, it's a little, it's out of the realm. It's different, and they're doing it on the fly. It's a pandemic. How would you like sports to happen during a pandemic?
Well, I think if you do it this way, then I think you've got to forget about completing this season. You're not going to do it.
I'll ask you again. How would you like them to do it?
I would like them to try to fight through some of this stuff a little bit.
So would I, which is what they are doing right now. Okay, so how would you like them to fight through tonight based on what happened last Sunday? So put those two players aside. Don't wait 24 hours additional tests and just play tonight like they did last Sunday?
Cross your fingers and hope 28 other players haven't been exposed.
You do rapid test with all of the other players, and the rapid test is an 85%.
Not as accurate
correct.
As a 24-hour test.
Correct.
Yep.
That's correct.
Yep.
It is. But if you don't do that, how many of these seven-inning doubleheaders are you going to play?
100. Who cares?
And you're not going to complete the season. You're not going to get it done. Listen, then you shouldn't be playing sports at all. You're outside the bubble. You can't do what the NBA and the NHL can do. And you can't play the games. You can't do it. And what does this speak for football? Because football is going to be far more aligned with what baseball is doing right now and the pitfalls that baseball discovers every single day than what they're doing in the bubble with the NHL and the NBA, right?
Well, I think in this case, though, I have no problem with the way baseball's handled. It sounds like you do. I don't know what else they can do other than pause the league for 2 weeks.
They told us they weren't going to do this. So what they're doing is they're reacting with the public the other night with the Marlins. So my fear is that if you keep on doing this when it's just one or two players or it's a clubhouse guy and a coach, the idea was to expand your roster so that you could replace and substitute those players. You take them out, you get them into quarantine, you do rapid testing with everybody else, and then you try to move forward.
Yeah.
If you're canceling all these games, Mutt, you're wasting your time. You're not going to get your season.
They didn't cancel any games. They're playing two games tomorrow. They're going to
tonight's game.
By the end of tomorrow. It's not a cancellation. It's a postponed.
It's a PP. Okay.
They're going to play two games tomorrow, and by Saturday they will play the exact amount of games they would have played, and they don't allow it to turn into, knock on wood, what happened with the Marlins last week. I have no problem. I would play seven-inning games all year, for God's sakes, the way these games go.
Yeah, I'm not against that, to be
honest. So seven-inning doubleheaders. I'll tell you this. Baseball's not going far enough. And I'll explain here a second, Vincy, but because there's other things they could be doing to protect their games. Go ahead.
Okay,
Vincy.
just so you know, Glenn, according to The Athletic, the Cardinals for now have been told that if the rest of the team does in fact test negative, and we haven't been told how many positives they have up to this moment, the series with the Brewers will resume on Saturday. Now they'll be able to play two and then get in a one, or do a one and then a two. But you need a team to be able to pull off the damn series, and right now maybe they are bringing in some other rapid tests to find out who, in fact, is going to pop on the team. John Heyman tweeted out 3 hours ago, Mutt, the Marlins had one other positive test. That's 18 out of 30. You literally cannot field a baseball game with 12 people total.
We still don't know.
But have other players.
But you said
that's
this,
18 out of 30.
You're right. You can get the, and hopefully they will. This is pretty amazing. They're putting all the sick Marlins on a bus.
Sleeper bus.
And driving them home. The most disgusting
bus.
How
long do you think that trip is from Philadelphia down to Miami? How many of those firework factories are you going to go buy in South Carolina on that drive?
So hopefully they'll get their team set by Monday. They'll have to bring in replacement players. Glenn is right. But when I say baseball is not going far enough, because we still don't know how these guys got sick in Miami. They're the one team with one of these major outbreaks.
Were
they
out
and about in Atlanta? We don't know yet, because baseball has not released the information. But there is some speculation that it might have been one guy sick and the guys together in their hotel quarantine playing video games. Baseball now has to say, we're not in the bubble. We're not the NBA. We're not the NHL. You guys can't get together in your hotel rooms and socialize even after games like this, because there is a fear that they can get each other sick just doing that. And I guess the baseball players think, guys, that because the NBA bubble players can do all this stuff, that we can too. No, I'm sorry, you can't.
You're not in a bubble.
Yeah. You're not in a bubble that's quarantined.
Hey,
they can't socialize outside of games.
You can play Fortnite or Animal Crossing or World of Warcraft or Roblox or whatever you guys want to play in each other, like in your own room.
In your own room.
There's a network.
In your own room.
Yeah, you guys can play. You can be together apart, guys. And Mutt, it's hilarious that we're still trying to figure out if it was video games, if it was a toxic locker room.
Magic City in Atlanta.
Come on, we all know that's what happened. Come on.
You're probably right.
We don't, though. Mutt's right. We have to find out exactly what happened, because it could very well be that, Fitzy. Or could it be that they're picking it up with somebody on the airline crew in an airplane. Now, if that's the case, then everybody is a threat to pick it up because that's how they're traveling. They're not staying in a bubble. So I really believe they've got to get to the bottom of it. Somebody's got to be investigating it. That's the thing that Major League Baseball should be doing right now. They should be investigating this and finding out exactly where it came from.
Because if it turns out that they did go rogue, guys, and they went out to a bar, restaurant, it ends up being a better thing for baseball because they can point, teams can point, Glenn, and say, hey, everyone else, don't be like the idiot fighting Jeters down there in Miami. Stay in your hotel. Don't fraternize. Don't get together. Don't go out and try to get the season to happen. You have to get some sort of knowledge of what happened. And it's amazing now, 5 days later, they can't trace it back. That's as scary as any of this stuff right
to
now.
To me, that would be the easiest thing if the – and I don't understand why the Marlins haven't at least volunteered it. Is anybody concerned about health and health of other people? Wouldn't you just throw your hands up and say, okay, my bad. We did it. We went out. We screwed up. At least if you did that, and that's where the catalyst of all of this, you could understand it. But what if it is the visitors clubhouse kid in Philadelphia? That was the one that was the catalyst of all
that. Like the kid from The Natural, the Savoy special, that little kid comes.
We'll explain all this.
It's a little older.
We do have a little breaking news, Glenn, though, that we want to share with you and the listening audience. Just tweeted out 1 minute ago from Robert Klemko. Antonio Brown, currently a free agent, is being suspended 8 games for a violation for the NFL personal conduct policy beginning whenever he signs, per league source.
That's been confirmed by the NFL Network's Tom Pelissero in the last second. So it's not one person reporting it. They're all reporting it. Antonio Brown, Big O, is going to face suspension. Well, hold on. Isn't he retired?
Or is he unretired?
That was a one-day sign.
So unretired, formerly retired twice, Antonio Brown will be suspended 8 games if and when he does play.
Well, I think they did something that was fair to him. Okay, so he's been bad. We know that. He's done some terrible things or whatever. But you can't keep the guy in limbo. So the league finally got to the point now where, and I don't understand how long you can investigate this thing, but they finally got to the point where they said, okay, we're going to put some established suspension on him. And so finally they're being fair because I don't think they were fair to him. Keeping the whole thing in limbo, why would a team go and sign him? There's no reason for anybody to sign him.
Yeah, it now makes him signable, right? We heard yesterday Lamar Jackson said
parameters.
Jackson whispered to the media, we'd like to have Antonio Brown here. Harbaugh was asked about the coach in Baltimore. He did not say no. So maybe he was told, look, the team wants to sign me, suspend me so they know what they're facing. And I guess theoretically this gives him a better shot to end up on a team. Although I think a team is stupid to sign him because it's going to happen again and again and again.
Oh, he'll be a model citizen by the time he comes around bored in November, Mutt. or December, depending on how many times they delay the NFL season.
I think he'll handle this quarantine stuff real well.
Oh, he's going to be great. And the best place you could bring him would be Baltimore because he and his cousin will never act out together. They'll just be freaking frack. They'll
Come
be
model.
Yeah, Hollywood and Antonio.
Tom Pelissero just tweeted out, Antonio Brown's 8-game suspension takes effect week 1, of course, regardless of whether he's on the roster or not, and could be extended if further violations are found related to an ongoing civil suit in Florida, per source. So AB is sidelined at least through week 8 and potentially longer.
So, Tyler, to your point, we don't know for what conduct these 8 games cover. There's been so much crap that has happened. There's other civil suits going on. What is this one tied to? Is this tied to his kids? Is this tied to the Instagram live video? Do we have, because it could be more than this,
well,
right?
Well, AB once said that he has no clue how many civil cases he has against him, so that's a problem, too.
That's the way you want to be. That's the way to live. That's how I live, guys. I have no idea how many kids I have out there, how many civil suits I have. I don't worry about it. I just live just L-I-V-I-N, you know?
And I don't want to hear from any one Pats fan today. Fitzy, especially you, okay? I don't want to see him in a Patriots uniform. I don't want to see Antonio Brown. I don't care. I worked out with Cam Newton.
Week 9.
I don't care that he's a good player. He'll be here for a week. Big O, be here for a week. It'll be an issue, and he's gone. Has he deleted that tweet about the owner yet, Bob Kraft? Did you delete that yet, those comments?
That same day.
Oh, he did?
He did apologize.
Even though you scrub it from the internet, it's still out there. It's there forever.
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
So now that you hear that, the NFL's really covering their ass. So they're giving him a suspension because teams are probably calling up and saying, is the guy available? Is he not available? Okay. And they're fearful maybe that AB can probably set them up with a lawsuit or some type of grievance or whatever. So they finally give them the 8 games, but they leave it open-ended.
What's the 8 games
open-ended.
I don't even know what the 8 games are for.
And they have no idea what the open-ended is because there could be maybe 8 or other possibilities.
Well, let me just put this out there, guys. Here's the danger in signing him, aside from, you know, all the obvious dangers.
There's danger of signing Antonio Brown. Breaking news, Fitz.
Never knew that, Fitz.
All right. I should have had you guys put on oven mitts before I gave you this hot take. The danger is that if you do sign him and you think like, okay, well, it'll be great to be able to have a free bonus addition like we're trading for a talent like Antonio Brown halfway through the season. If you're 6-2 or 7-1 like the Ravens or the Seahawks would be, two interested teams, why would you want to disrupt the chemistry that you have ongoing by saying, now let's add Antonio Brown to the mix? Like, this dinner party's going great. Let's drop a bag of snakes on the dinner table and see how that goes.
Would you take him if you were the Patriots, Vincey?
No. I'm out. I'm happy. Cam is the only wild card.
Oh, that's right. You got a new girlfriend.
I've got a new girlfriend, and it is going great. Did you see the picture on Edelman's IG today, Glenn?
I saw
am
that.
Good.
As a betting man, I just lost a lot of money when Fitzy said he would not take Antonio Brown. I can't believe that just happened. Yeah,
How did you drive to New Hampshire to place the bet in time?
I think I would have taken the over. So Major League Baseball now has two positive tests with the St. Louis Cardinals, and they are postponing games. Remember when the commissioner told us if they get a test or two or three, they're not going to postpone games. It's just going to move them out, move people in. All the protocols gone out the window. They had it all planned. Remember that? And they threw it all out the window. If this is the case, I truly believe you're going to get one or two tests on a fairly regular basis with Major League Baseball. No bubbles. So should Major League Baseball postpone games for a positive test or two? Or is this an overreaction? We'll take your phone calls coming up next. 617-779-7937. Pierre McGuire talks hockey at 3 o'clock. Bill Belichick at 3:30.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Season's over. Now, inevitably, that's what I view. I'm sorry to be so pessimistic. Season's over. This season is not going to be completed. I'm going to predict that MLB season will be canceled sooner than later. Here is why. There's no bubble. And I blame the players for this because the players are always the last to the party. Look at any kind of labor strife that has ever existed. Think about the steroids ever, for crying out loud. So many things could have been alleviated throughout the years if baseball had grabbed the bull by the horn and marched forward. Nope, they want to hold on to tradition. They want to hold on to their standards, policing themselves, doing things their way, ignoring the rest of society, and there you have it.
Stephen A. Smith thinks it's over for MLB. Certainly looks like the beginning of the end. Does it not look like the beginning of the end?
It does not. It does not at all.
I think you're crazy.
It does.
Crazy.
And I think you're
Martin
reactive.
Fitzy in for the boys today.
Reactive Stephen A. Smith, the Dale Fitzy type who just sees this stuff and freaks out.
Hey, whoa. How did I get lumped into Camp Dale?
Because normally you freak. The other day you tweeted out, football's not going to happen. Baseball season's over. I can check your Twitter account, Fitzy.
You're not paying attention, Mutt.
I owned up to my
It's Major League Baseball. That's freaking out.
I owned my knee-jerk reaction.
Baseball's not freaking out.
Sure, Glenn. They are. They've already changed their entire protocol.
But it's during
2 weeks
pandemic,
ago, the commissioner
Glenn.
Said we were not going to do this. Now you're doing it. Mutt, you're naive.
No, Glenn,
you don't think it's a normal
time right now. You want a black and white, paint-by-numbers, Major League season, 60 games during a pandemic. Every sport, Glenn, breaking news, every sport is going to have some sort of hurdle. Baseball's going first. And they're going to have the most hurdles of all because they're the first outside.
Let me walk you through this.
Sure, you try to
So you had two tests last night with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, it is.
You had two tests with the St. Louis Cardinals. Do you think that's the end of it, Mutt?
I don't know. Neither is baseball, by the way. What do you think?
Really?
It is?
Well, what would the odds be? You're a betting man. You've seen the first week of baseball.
How many Phillies?
Have to be totally naive not to think that we're not going to get test here, two here. Now, you might not get an entire team wiped out,
sure,
like the Marlins,
yep,
but we're already seeing that Major League Baseball is freaking out with one or two tests.
How many Phillies players have tested positive after their employee did?
None did.
Zero. So what's the chances? Okay, so I'm a betting man? Well, I have one team that had one positive test and zero other tests besides that. If the Cardinals get it right and they quarantine and put those people aside and they take the field tomorrow and play a doubleheader, what's the problem?
You can't do all of this stuff because they're not in a bubble. Stephen A. is right. You're dealing with human nature. You're dealing with human beings. You're dealing with people that are coming in contact with other people. Let me give you an example with Philadelphia. The game might be fine. The game of baseball where the Miami Marlins played the Phillies out in the field, there might have been no issue whatsoever, even though those guys played a game, okay, and used the normal rules and were at least in close proximity to each other. Where it might have happened is a clubhouse guy who's out in the real world and brings it into the locker room. It might have been a coach who has a friend on the Miami Marlins, and he's got to go over and he's got to chat with them. Because apparently it didn't happen in the field, because you would have been correct. If it happened on the field, we would have probably had 7, 8, 10, 12 Phillies test positive.
And these players are not doing a great job of distancing themselves on the field. They need a better job of that. But I
don't think the contact has been on the field.
I think there's been a lot of high fives. There's no connection there.
That's gotten lax, and we're not just talking about like people stepping to each other after the Joe Kelly pitch or the home run where everyone kind of jumps around each other 2 feet away, which is the most ridiculous thing I've seen. And here's why it's not going to end, Glenn. So this guy, Mark A. Saxon, tweets out, a prominent Cardinals player informs me he wants to play tomorrow. This was just a couple hours ago. Quote, can't let this all crumble. And someone from The Athletic, quote, tweets it, well, at least we've learned our lesson from the Marlins. So obviously these guys are just going to keep at it. Someone has to sort of step in and help them, as Mutt was saying, fluidly understand that this is going to happen, but we can't let it crumble. We're going to have to learn.
It's going to be messy.
It's going to be messy.
The commissioner is already letting optics man take over. So the commissioner came out and told us what the protocol was going to be. He was asked specifically just 2 weeks ago on Dan Patrick's show, what happens if one or two guys test positive? Well, we're going to replace those guys. We're going to bring other guys in. Will the games be postponed or canceled? Nope. We're going to move on. Suddenly what happens is he sees the reaction when people test with the Miami Marlins, other guys test, and he gets destroyed out there by optics man.
What if it's a better way, though, Glenn? What if his way was not a great way? What if that works for other sports? But for this sport, because they can now play doubleheaders and get through a couple of games in one day, that waiting for a day and pausing is the better approach for Major League Baseball.
What about all those fans that were headed to the game? Oh, wait, that's right. I guess
don't worry about that.
I guess they'll just have to watch the doubleheader tomorrow. You have to allow for the fact that this is going to be a fluid situation, Big O.
But that's the problem.
Why is that the problem?
Because you're going to have more tests. And when you start to get two tests from six different teams, as Buster Olney and others have said, what happens then? Do you postpone all of those games? There are nights where we got six or seven postponements tonight. Well, that's what's going to happen. That was not what their game plan was, guys. They have totally altered their game plan. And because of it, they're in trouble. Serious trouble.
Well, let's hear from Buster Olney, who covers baseball for a living. He explained to Dale and Keith why they are not going to be in trouble.
So I'm pretty cynical about this. I was covering baseball back in 1995, and I think it's instructive to remember, and I think only 7 of the 30 owners from that time are still in place, but I think it gives you some insight into how they're thinking. That spring, 29 of 30 owners voted to put replacement players on the field, Class A and Double A players on the field, and to prop them up as a major league product. Under the current circumstances, I think that they will find 30 Marlins jerseys and throw them on people and put them out there. 19 players have tested positive. I'm sure their view is, well, that means 41 haven't tested positive. I think that once they get past this momentary apex of their crisis, you will see a group of ball players with Marlins jerseys, and they will plow ahead.
See, and that's my point. Woo! That's what you got to do.
Sign them up.
That's what you have to do. You have to fight through this, Mutt, because you were talking about an entire team. And, of course, the Marlins, it's a huge number at 19, including the coaches. But you're going to get positive tests because you're not in the bubble. The NBA can control their guys. The NHL can do the same. The Major League Baseball can't. You're going out into society. You're getting on airplanes. You're doing these things. So we're going to have more positive tests. You got to fight through it, replace those guys. And as Buster only said, go put other guys in Marlins uniforms, Phillies uniforms, Cardinals uniforms, if you want to play through it. If not, you're Dunsky.
But what if the plan now is we hit pause for a day on these games, which is why before this happened, I think they must have known this. Maybe you guys disagree. But they must have known this was coming and that there was going to be a new approach because they agreed to the seven-inning games, and then this thing happened. It's okay. Almost like they had thought ahead of it and said, okay, how are we going to handle this? We're going to pause for a day, then play doubleheaders mm-hmm. the next day. And I think this is part of their plan. And Glenn, okay, you might say it wasn't the original plan. That's fine.
So, okay.
But maybe what if this is a better way to approach it?
This okay. was this had to have been in their back pocket. This had to be the that was the
or they're adjusting the plan on the fly.
Behind it's
the
not goal. That, this pocket.
Was no. This had
this
to have
they're
been
reacting so, to. They're reacting to the reaction Glenn, they got last week.
They go because that you didn't just have one or two players. The Marlins changed the game right out of the gate because
no, they get
had
crucified. Hold on, they get crucified
60% of the players.
For the four original tests and the way that they continued playing the game, they got crucified for that, Fitzy. And that's mm-hmm. why they're reacting. So look at the postponements. Phillies postponements already in week one. Think about this. Week one of baseball. Phillies, 7 games postponed. Marlins, 7 games. Yankees, 4. Orioles, 4. Blue Jays, 3. Nationals, 3. Cardinals, 1. Brewers, 1. Does anybody think, based on what we've experienced in the last 4 or 5 months, that any of this stuff is going to stop?
No, I don't. No,
there you go. So you're gonna continue.
Well, we agree
to have
on
tests.
That, though.
Positive.
And
tests.
You're gonna have to play double headers, and guys have to be quarantined and put away for a couple weeks. Or baseball, by the way, baseball's rule is not a couple weeks. Baseball's rule is after 5 days, back to back consecutive negative tests. So guys can come back a lot faster than they can in other sports. So yes, I think you do expect this, Glenn. Did you think there'd be zero positive tests in baseball?
No, I think we've said all along that baseball was going to have a very difficult time doing this, Mont, because there are going to be positive tests because you're not in a bubble. No, it's not surprising. What is surprising is that Major League Baseball has already changed. They've already completely altered what the game plan was. The game plan, Goodell saying the same thing. If a couple guys go down, 3-4 guys, if we get positive tests, not going to postpone games. We're not going to take an entire team out of operation. Nope, we're going to take those 4 guys out. We're going to have an expanded practice squad, and we're going to slip 4 guys in. Exactly what Buster only just said. It's easy to say that because you look at it on paper and say, okay, this is a pretty good plan. Then what happens is what happened last week when everybody online is pissing and moaning about what they did and how haphazard Major League Baseball was because they didn't care about anybody because they had 4 tests and they just said, we're going to move on. And you can't because the public is up in arms about it.
Oh, because
and the media is up in arms about
because
it.
Because they trusted a Major League Baseball team that was playing for prorated pay, which last I checked they probably all wanted, especially considering that the Marlins have no superstars, to conduct themselves like adults. And they probably, and for all we know, they very well couldn't. And now they've basically put a huge speed bump, if not a halt, to the Major League Baseball season. Shame on MLB for thinking these guys could conduct themselves in a professional, sanitized, clean 2020 manner. Come on.
They don't want to lose the billions of dollars that they're dealing with. So it's a business. That's what everybody's trying to do in life right now, fight through it and find a way of keeping their business somewhat alive. So Major League Baseball is doing that. And then when you find out you can't, I'm surprised that you guys think that Major League Baseball is going to make it to the rest of the season.
I'm surprised you think that this is going to be like a normal sports season and that things weren't
going to
be.
Who's saying that,
you're acting like because they're changing.
I was talking about this months ago with Christian and Lou, and we knew it was the
but
chances
you're getting,
were not
you're,
great.
You are getting on your soapbox, Glenn, and getting mad at baseball because they're changing their approach when that's what they should be doing. So are you mad? So baseball made a couple changes overnight.
I'm not mad at anybody.
Are you think baseball, did they make a mistake? It's a good point. Did they make a mistake by having these guys go from the cloth mask to surgical mask? They got all the new players surgical mask going forward. They make a mistake by doing that.
No.
Okay,
but
you're telling me they're changing things. This is bad.
But my guess is that the surgeon's mask are probably better than the cloth.
They're better. They also made a new rule. They suggest that teams no longer leave the hotel at all. Another amendment they made once season started. And finally, they are now
they have security.
They need more security. They're putting chaperones, they're putting COVID-19 chaperones on these trips now with teams to make sure the players and the teams adhere to the protocols. They're at least doing something instead of saying, here's our rules, and we'll stick with the rules that we had. We don't want to change anything. Glenn Ordway thinks we should just do exactly what we said we were going to do. No, they should adjust and change like we all are right now.
I'm just telling you that Major League Baseball, unless you were willing at the get-go to fight through the optics and fight through the fact that you were absolutely going to have positive tests. Anybody that didn't think you were going to have a lot of positive tests is not paying attention to what's happening in the real world out here. So they knew it was going to happen, but they had a game plan. Now they're trashing the game plan. You know why? Because they're in trouble.
It wasn't a good game plan.
It's cruising along and it's going great. They're in trouble.
They spent more time worrying about money than they did about this plan. This is the biggest issue from the beginning. It's why baseball deserves a lot of crap, because they were fighting over every last dollar and nickel and penny than putting in an actual plan that works, which is why, Glenn, they're now having to adjust on the fly. I'm glad they're doing it, but the first part, the reason they're doing it is because I don't understand how you think they can make it.
Okay, so if you open up a football game and you think that running the football is going to work for you, and suddenly, whoa, wait a second, it seems like they knew that we were going to run the ball and they're stuffing the run. Do you keep just trying to force your will the entire time, Glenn?
I think the pandemic is a little bit different than breaking down the running game of football. No, it's not. We have no control over it.
Is this A, is this sports radio, and B, is the whole idea that if something's not working, you improvise and you change things on the fly? That's the whole idea. It's not working. They're not doing it for optics. They're doing it for health and continuity. This is the way it has to be.
So do you guys think that, again, I'll ask the question, do you really believe that Major League Baseball is going to get through this season?
I just voted on a Twitter poll question on OMF on WEEI. All right. Do you believe MLB will complete the season? I voted, when I retweeted, said 100% yes, and I voted yes, Glenn. Now, is it like 80-20? No on the vote so far? Maybe. But I voted yes. I'm 100% yes. Fitzy, where are you?
Red Sox, I am fan, doing you, the same. You, I am saying 100% yes, yes, yes.
And please get, Glenn, say it. Please get to August 31st. Because
please
if the Red
get
Sox
to August 31st.
They don't
that's
get
all
to
I care
August
about.
31st. They are,
I tell you what, Mutch, shut it down September 1st. I'll be sitting here saying, okay, we're good. We're good.
Next comes from Big O that there's going to be no football and everything's canceled and we're all going to have to go back to your HBO Max and your Netflix like you eschewed last night but got one night.
Got rid of it for a night. But Fitzy, you tell me, when you look at football is more likely to be like baseball than it will be the NBA. The NBA haven't had any positive test here in the bubble. Actually, they had a false positive with a Sacramento Kings player, and they were able to deal with it. Major League Baseball, in a week now, has still not figured out what happened with the Miami Marlins. How do you not know that 2 days after it happens? How do you not sit there and break those players down and say, we need to know right now what happened? Your whole game, your whole season is in jeopardy. And they still don't know how to solve a problem of what happened with 19 guys testing positive with the Miami Marlins. Every guy's going, I don't know.
Virus continues to plague humanity full of unknowns and variables. Gee whiz, if only we could get great leadership from up top that could give us guidance and direction as to how to manage it. Gee whiz, that
you
would be super terrific.
I think I should run too.
I'm gonna run to the lounge so I can get that second beer during the break after handling this nonsense parade.
I get an opportunity to see the Bruins last night, and the NHL is playing in that bubble. How difficult is that? Pierre McGuire, NBC, joins us coming up next right here on OMF.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.